Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we at the Delaware campus actually went back into our Alive series and finished out our study of the book of Ephesians. I went back to Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 9, where Paul is speaking to slaves and masters about how they're to treat one another. Many people in the Roman world, many people were coming to Christ as the gospel was spreading across the Roman world. And so you had people from the tops of society to the bottoms of society coming to Christ. And so what Paul is doing is really addressing them and saying, okay, how should this change the way that you relate to one another? And I spent a good bit of time talking about slavery in the ancient world. And so, you know, a lot of people, I think rightly so, ask the question, hey, you know, why doesn't Paul just outright condemn the institution of slavery in the Roman world? And the first thing I try to do is just talk about there were some very significant differences between the institution in the Roman world and the, you know, evil, racially based institution of slavery that we experienced in America for hundreds of years in our nation's history. There were some really, really key differences that just contextually, it is a different thing. Doesn't mean it's right. Paul doesn't condone the institution, but in this moment, he doesn't outright condemn it because it's not really his main point right now. He's not talking about, hey, how do we overhaul Roman society in this moment? His point is how to pastor people who are some of them in authority and some of them under authority. How does your Christian faith, he's saying, really influence the way in which you relate to one another? And the closest application we have today in our culture in 21st century America is the employee-employer relationship. How, you know, for some of us, for probably the majority of us, we're under authority to some extent in the workplace, unless you own your own company or you're, you know, in way upper levels of management. Even in upper levels of management, many of us are under authority. But for most of us, we're under some sort of authority at work. And then for some of us, we have people, we're in authority, right? We have people that that work for us and we lead them in the workplace. And so I just talked about, you know, what do Paul's words, Paul says to bondservants, right? He says, hey, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with sincerity, not as people pleasers, not by way of eye service. But he basically says, you work for Jesus, right? He says, hey, serve them as you would serve Christ, because ultimately you are serving Christ. He even says, every good thing that you do, the Lord will repay that, right? On that day that God will give that back to you. And so we talked about this stunning reality that for all of us, no matter what it is we do for work, ultimately our work, I mean, it matters, and we have an opportunity to glorify Christ by the way in which we do what we do. Right. And I kind of went through the list. I said, look, if you're a janitor, you're a janitor for Jesus. If you're a nurse, you're a nurse for Jesus. If you're a lawyer, right, you're a lawyer for Christ. If you're a teacher, you teach for Christ. If you're at Nationwide or Chase or Cardinal Health, right, you're at those places for Christ. And it's not just making a living. You have an opportunity to represent Christ wherever you are. And so Paul's words to those of us who are under authority is, hey, work for your boss. Work for the person over authority, right? Who's over over you, right? That you're under their authority. Work for them in such a way that you really bring honor to the name of Christ. Even if they're not a good boss, you say, Cale, I don't like who I work for. I don't like the company I work for, right? I think Paul would say, man, it doesn't matter in that sense. Now, if you, I mean, we have the opportunity to apply for another job and leave the job that you're in, that's fine. He tells bondservants or slaves that in 1 Corinthians 7. He says, look, if you have the opportunity to gain your freedom, take it, right? Absolutely take it. But while you are where you are, so for us, right, if you're in a job or at a company that you're like, man, I just don't like it, as long as you're there, man, work hard, work with sincerity, understand that God sees everything that you do. And that's actually a wonderful thing. I know that may sound like, oh man, kind of big brother. It's no, every time you show up to work on time, every time that you do your work with diligence, every time that you work hard, even when no one is watching and you don't think anybody sees or appreciates or values what you do, your Father sees it. And you have an opportunity to really bear witness to Christ. God will reward you for that. He sees and will reward you for that. But I kind of asked the question to our church, what can you imagine the collective witness for Christ if every employee Every student, right, who's under maybe the authority of a professor or a teacher in the classroom, can you imagine the collective witness for Christ if teachers, professors, and every employer everywhere said, man, the most enjoyable people to work with are believers? And I think that does happen to some extent, but can you imagine if across the board, every employer, every boss, every manager said, man, I just love working with Christians. They are the kindest, hardest working, right, on time, diligent, sincere people to work with. If every teacher or professor said, man, I just love my Christian students, those who I know are believers, like they just, maybe they don't get straight A's, but they're kind, they're sincere, they work hard, they show up to class on time. I think that it would give us in a lot of ways a better footing for sharing the gospel. As believers, if the collective witness of the church, of believers in Christ, was, man, they are just the best people to be around and to work with in the workplace, in the classroom, I think it really could go a long way in providing a platform for sharing the gospel and bringing honor and glory to Christ. And then, you know, Paul turns to those who are in authority, right, in their culture, to masters. He says, look, do the same to them. Right? He says, don't threaten them. You're not to be harsh with them. And do the same to them is kind of a reference to everything that he said to the servants, right? That you're to be sincere and to show respect. And also back to Ephesians 5:21, where Paul says, we are called as brothers and sisters in Christ to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And so I think to employers, to bosses, I ask this question, how do you treat those who work for you? Do you treat them in a way that reflects Christ-like love? Do you serve them? Do you picture, right, what Jesus says when he says, if you want to be the greatest, become the least of all, become the servant of all? Does your leadership reflect a servant's heart, servant leadership? You know, Jesus was the king of the universe and certainly the leader of the 12, and yet he got down on his knees and washed their feet. Do you lead like that? Does the culture that you create in your workplace or in your environment or at the people that you lead, does it reflect Christ-like leadership? Do people enjoy working for you? Do they love to follow you because you treat them in a way that they like, man, I like working for this person? And I ask that question really again, imagine the collective witness for Christ. If employees everywhere said, man, my favorite people to work for are believers, right? The way this person leads. I remember a professor we had here at our church who said in his classroom, right, he would stand up at the beginning of the year and say to the students, you know, I'm a believer in Christ. I'm a Jesus follower. That's the most important thing about me. And I believe that should have a positive impact on the way you experience this class. I think that me being a follower of Christ should positively impact you. You should see that in the way that I teach this class and in the way that he led. And I just thought that was such a good representation of that, of this principle, right? If we as teachers or professors or employers, everyone who's in maybe a position of authority, that if we lead like Christ, imagine the collective witness that could have to bring honor and glory to the Lord. So I want to encourage you that with this morning, right? For all of us, right? Those maybe who say, Cale, I'm not, you know, not working right now, maybe staying at home with kids, to our, you know, stay-at-home moms. I know, you know, my wife is in that position. I encourage stay-at-home moms that look, every time you change a dirty diaper, every time that you clean up a mess for the thousandth time, you don't think anyone sees, God sees. He rewards that. And for those of us in the workplace, the way in which we serve and the way in which we lead, we have an opportunity to point people to Jesus by the way in which we do that. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to pray for yourself. Father, help us to take this attitude of Christ into our workplaces, Father, for those of us under authority, Lord, to serve our employers, for those who, God, we work under, just to serve well, to work hard with sincerity, and with respect, Father, in a way that honors you. And God, for those of us in positions of authority with people who work for us, God, may we lead in a way that reflects the servant leadership of Christ. And may we lead in a way that reflects the way you've loved and led us, Lord. And God, I pray for all of us that we would see the value of the work that we do, that we would take the attitude of Christ, and that the collective witness of the church in the workplace, God, would just be strengthened, and we'd bring glory to you in that way. Father, pray this in Jesus' name, and Lord, we love you. Amen. Go ahead and take some time and pray for yourself.